Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Ken Parr. This morning, my guest is Jackie Detmar, who is with the Mohawk Group. She's Vice President of Commercial Product Development and Design. How are you doing, Jackie?
I'm doing great.
Good to be with you. I didn't get a chance to visit with you in Chicago, but I did want to talk to you. You won a Best of Neocon Award for software technology, and the technology is called DesignFlex. It's a visualization tool. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
The DesignFlex Visualizer is a web tool that we developed really to support the ability to work with all of our different tile styles to put together custom installations and provide ease of visualization to our customers. There's several different tools that are in there.
Yeah.
The first one lets you deal with just standard tile installation methods, things that we're familiar with, quarter turn, brick ashlar, those things. But it also allows you to pick up and work with more than one style of tile. And that's something that previously we had not been able to offer in our visualization tools. So you can take different styles and be able to mix them and then visualize that in your room. Then we also have a fade tool and a progression tool that allows you to migrate color from one side of an installation to another side of the installation. And that's something that we have used as we have introduced our State of Mind product into the marketplace, which is our tile that gradates from color from tone to tone as you cross the tile. This allows you to move that gradient through a space. And so that's the tool. And then there's a complete custom tool that allows you to go in and pick up any tile, put it together in any format with any other style, and then put it into a room scene and visualize.
Okay. Can you bring your own room in, or is it just use those rooms that are there?
The tool uses the rooms that are there, but we can do the custom rooms for a three-day turnaround.
Okay.
So if we need to look at it in a large installation in your room scene, we can also do that.
Well, that's really neat. You know, there's more and more of these things being developed. I've seen some, and they seem like they might be out in front of themselves, but this one looks like it's pretty well buttoned up.
We did, a lot of development. We actually started working on this last year, and we had our internal digital simulation group working with Tricycle on developing the tool, and worked a lot with end users all the way down to the installers and dealers to work with them to really zero in on, you know, what do you need and what would be a helpful tool, what helps you cut time out of the process, how can we make your life easier. And the output of the tool gives you the measurement of how many tiles are using in your repeat size, and you can export that into your CAD, Revit, SketchUp tools to actually then do your complete floor layout.
Okay. No wonder it looks so buttoned up. For a long time, Tricycle's been doing this stuff. You know, they're a Chattanooga-based company, and they had 5 or 6 years ago, they created the Zoom Room, I think, for Bentley Prince Street. So they've been in the visualization business for a long time.
Quite a while. They're great to work with. And yeah. Like I say, we have pushed the envelope on parts of these tools that had never been done before. So it was pretty exciting, and it really allows us to support our tile programs where we're coming in and building complementary tiles that can be mixed and matched and continue to migrate through a space and really allow end users and designers to make workspaces and to make areas within their installation that really set workspace aside. So it's, I think, something that we'll continue to see a lot of people interested in, you know, making their own space and making it their own and doing something that hasn't been done before.
Well, I didn't get a chance to visit with you, as I said, at Neocon. Mike Gallman did take me through your space, several neat products you had there. One that definitely caught my eye was what you were doing with Karastan, kind of on the upper end, and that was a gorgeous product. What was that called?
That was Industrial Design Collection.
Right.
And really, it was our first woven introduction that we've had in probably about 4 years. And really just, you know, beautiful, simple, elegant design. And then using our Wilton weaving equipment to do a very unique pattern there that was inspired by the Idlewild terminal at JFK. Okay. And very mid-century modern feel and just lovely, sophisticated pattern.
Okay. Also noticed in the back that you've redone your architectural folders. I know that can be very expensive. And you've got kind of one look. It says the Mohawk Group on it. And then if you get up a little closer, you can see the three brands that you have out there in the commercial market, right?
Right. That has been a journey for the Mohawk Group to get to that point where we're really showing a one unified umbrella brand to our sub-brands. And now you can go and easily know you're going to the Mohawk group in a library. And then we also want to continue to promote those individual brands to leave the Karistan, the Bigelow, as a tool to allow designers, architects to understand what the promise of that product, because I think it'll be easy to go, or we think it'll be easy to go and more easily locate what you're looking for. Lee's Performance, Karistan Luxury, Bigelow Value.
Any other quick highlights that the audience needs to hear about as far as what you were doing at NeoCon?
We also did a really fun collaboration with some street artists. And had some very nice bright pop colors that got fantastic acceptance and buzz at the market. We had one that we did a collaboration with Akash Nilani, who's a tape artist who made his brand and his story by using highlighter tape to tag around the city, and had some really unique, different perspective on patterns.
Now, was that the collection you were showcasing right as you walked inside the door on the corner?
On Kenzie and Wells.
Yes.
Right, which was the diagonal tape
right.
lines.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had another pattern, which is a very three-dimensional off-the-wall was the name of that pattern. And it was the pattern that was shown in the fuchsia color on the right side of our showroom.
Okay.
So that was a very exciting installation and very unique.
For those that didn't get to go to NeoCon, do you think this was a better show as far as attendance and as far as the tone of the folks that came into your space?
We really felt the excitement and felt more people back at the market. It was crowded. We did not have a lot of lulls in our showroom.
Right.
We stayed busy just about the whole time. It felt like a very strong market.
Yeah, okay. Well, Jackie, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, been talking to Jackie Detmar, who is the Vice President of Commercial Product Development and Design with Mohawk Group, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.